Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Queasy in the editing. If you can hear the dog barking, just mute me. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. We talk about all things nerdy, chaotic, and probably make at least one questionable decision before the episode is over. Today, we're talking about something near and dear to my heart, anime characters. The ones we love, the ones that make us cry, and the ones that live in our head rent-free. I don't know why I said it like that. That's how I wanted to say it. And to help me break this down, I had to bring somebody who knows anime inside and out, a promoter in the nerd space, fellow anime lover, and a shameless fan of some OP characters. Give it up for Gio from Plus Ultra Entertainment.
What's up, everybody?
I don't have a soundboard, so it's just me. Yay! I hate There we go. Great parties, terrible human. All right, so before we get into it, let's start with something simple. Who was the first anime character that you had a crush on? Like your first crush anime on? Crush.
Probably old girl from Cowboy Bebop. Was it Faye?
Faye Valentine?
Yeah.
Was it the little shorts?
It was the whole fit. the way she was trying to seduce somebody every episode to try to get her away, like her whole energy. It's definitely probably Faye.
So you like to be seduced?
I do like to be taken advantage of, yes.
Are you being taken advantage of if you are doing it willingly?
In my head, yes.
Okay. All right. I don't want to hear about your kinks. I'm going to go. My first crush.
Yeah, I didn't ask you who your first crush
was. It's my show. That's crazy. I'm never bringing you back. So my first crush would have had to been, it was for sure Goku. Oh, Faye Valentine is just so, that's a deep cut.
I didn't say it was a deep cut. I'm just saying, like, Goku? That's crazy. You talking about, Goku from Dragon Ball or from Dragon Ball Z?
Well, Dragon Ball Z, because Dragon Ball, he was a child. I was also a child. But a child, I didn't have crushes on other children.
I'm just checking.
It was probably Goku, then Piccolo, and Trunks. Future Trunks.
You was on some other shit.
And so now it's a problem. Piccolo was fine as hell.
Okay.
And Future Trunks.
Was it the driving episode that did it for you? Mm.
It was all of it. It was all when he took. I liked the bald man when he took his little head wrap off. I was with it. I was with it. That's the Piccolo I like. I like that green dick.
You do you, big dog.
He's like a basic bitch with a gun and some shorts on. I like an alien man. I got standards. You don't. So we're going to go ahead. That brings us to...
I have taste.
I have class. All right, so now we're going to talk about our goats. These are our all-time favorite characters. We're going to go ahead and start with the classics. So the ride or die characters that have stuck with you, like no matter how much other anime you watch, like... Who's your GOAT? Like, who are you like, this is my favorite character?
Now, I will say that this is my favorite character, but I do take any opportunity I can to shout out Zoids, particularly Zoids New Century, because that was one of my favorite shows on Toonami, and I feel like most people didn't watch it, but, like, I love Zoids, the Liger Zero. It's a robotic lion, but it kind of has a personality of its own. And that shit was like, I loved Zoids. Like that's probably the show that got me hooked on anime in particular. Cause I didn't even realize watching Toonami, I didn't realize that they were anime. I just thought it was cartoons, just in a different art style. So Zoids was probably the first one I was like, realized that, oh, this is anime. This is something.
This is something different. Yeah. So why do you like the character so much?
Cause it's basically like, The theme of the show is it's very unserious. Like the original Zoids, it was like this. It was similar to Gundam, where it's like there's a war going on, and they were using the Zoids to like fight each other, like as basically like tanks or weapons. But then Zoids New Century, basically the war ends, and they like, bro, we got all these fucking like monster like war robots. Like, what are we supposed to do with these things? And they create like a sport out of it. Where it's basically like three-on-three battles, where it's like three teams against each other with their Zoids, and they can compete like to win a championship. And the Liger kind of like, most Zoids, they're just like inanimate like machines that you pilot, but the Liger kind of had a personality to. And so the way the main character ends up joining the team is that he was the only one that the Liger would respond to. And then throughout the show, like, it gets these like these fire ass armor upgrades. So one of them, like the Jaeger, adds like a speed boost to it. The Schneider gives it these like fire ass blades, and then the Panzer turns it into like just this militaristic like tank. Yeah, and that show was fire. I think they still have it. Somebody had uploaded like the entire season on YouTube. I used to watch that shit at work.
I love when they do that. It's just like, thank you for this free shit. That,
exactly. Okay. I feel a kinship to the people who do like, it's like one other person resonated with this.
Somebody
one
else likes it. I'm not alone. If we gotta go, my favorite, I mean, I already mentioned them, and you're gonna hate it. And a lot of people be hating on my boy. I'm going Goku, but it's for the same reason that you said, like, Dragon Ball is what got me into anime. I watched Dragon Ball first, and I used to like rent the movies and stuff. So I will say, like, Kid Goku is better than Adult Goku for sure. Like, he had way more personality. That was before he just got like, now he's just it's unnecessarily powerful. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, once you get past God, where are you going? You know, like, I know there's other shit, but like, enough. I've had enough.
What you mean? You scream louder.
But yeah, it's like there's not that I'm a little hot too. But there's no character development. I understand that. But Goku is still the GOAT to me, though. He is the one.
I never knock anybody for like, it's like I joke about it, but like in like for real, like I'll never like
people be hating.
Disrespect a Dragon Ball Z take, because at the end of the day, Dragon Ball Z was the black gateway.
Yo, facts. Everybody watched it.
Like, I was like, rewatching it as an adult, it definitely will. Like, had I watched it for the first time as an adult, it would not have captured me in the same way it captured me as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I do. But I 100% understand.
It's anybody. Fire for what it was. It was. Like, there was nothing else like it on TV. And I think now just there's so much stuff that's out that it just has more story, more compelling characters and all of that stuff. So I'm like, I get why people, and they've definitely like flanderized him to where he's just fucking stupid and just strong, just stupid and strong. He has always been dumb, but now he's just a fucking idiot. So I get why people don't like him, but it's like Kid Goku was going crazy.
When he raided the Red Ribbon Army base in the original Dragon Ball, like that shit was dead. That's some of my favorite I remember that shit distinctly. But I mean there is definitely character development in the show, but I will say, like, people talk about Vegeta, because I want to say, like, because in case we end up discussing character development, the person that I have is my answer. People often be like, I think it's Vegeta. And for me, I feel like too much of his character development took place off screen. Like, I liked the direction they took him in, but like, it's like one day you turn on the show and he just is a family man.
Like, look, I got a mustache and a pink shirt. It's like, well, where?
Yeah, they don't actually show him become a family man. He just is, and they never really explain it either.
Like why he did it or what made him want to do it.
Yeah, like, well, how did Bulma get you? Like, they never really show that.
Put that pussy on her. You didn't have to show her.
How? Like, what was the conversation? Like, how do you...
Wasn't
like,
no talking. He said she
like, put early, that, early that Vegeta. Schmack. You talk about early Vegeta. Like, what do you say to early Vegeta to even get in a position where y'all are there?
Yeah, because he wouldn't worry about fucking. He's trying to get strong and fight. So, yeah, what do you say to be like, hey, I know you like to fight, but I'm trying to, like, what's up with it? Yeah, you can't just go to Vegeta and be like, hey, what's up with it?
What's up? Yeah, like, that's just why. I know he didn't initiate it, so it's like, what the fuck did she do?
I would watch that. So, good, solid answers. So now we're going to talk about the most underrated
anime characters. Like, these are the ones who don't really get hype. Like, they're not on the forefront of a lot of people's mind, which is crazy because you actually kind of just mentioned one. Like, yeah, nobody's talking about Zoids like Zoids, that. But but do you have another one that you feel like is very underrated? You know, I'll let you think on that one because it looks like you marinating. Also, you definitely burped a little while ago, and I was going to say something. I'm like, right in the mic, you filthy animal. But well, before I even get to the segment, let me tell y'all how nasty Gio is. He be doing doo-doo stuff. And anytime I get
First of all, time out. Time out. No, because dude, you phrased this in a way that no, because that sounds crazy. Now you make it sound like I'm in the scat play or something.
That's what I was just gonna say.
That's why. All I am
threatening to send me pictures of his doo-doo. I have a
well-balanced diet with a lot of fiber, and I take very impressive shits. They are photo-worthy.
So you just have to send them to people.
Yeah, and I tell you what, when I do, people are amazed. Were you not impressed?
I don't think impressed is the word. Flabbergasted?
I'll take flabbergasted.
Disgusted? But yeah, for those of you that are familiar with my content and have seen Love on the Rocks, you'll be familiar with him as he went as Scatrick Cloud. That's what he was named.
Yeah, no, I need y'all to retire that.
So
I need y'all to retire that.
I was going
to
go ahead and say it now before it get happened in the comments. Yes, this is Scatrick.
That's
not crazy. Ask me. This is Scatrick. All right, so I'm going to go. I actually got a couple. First, I'm going to go Sebastian Michaels from Black Butler. Black Butler just came back after like a 17-year hiatus. And like, Sebastian's pretty fucking cold. Like, he's not doing as much cold shit this last season as he was doing before, which was kind of a letdown. Like, do you watch Black Butler?
I don't.
Okay, you ain't missing. So this last season was not great. So it's just like this little boy who pretty much like sold his soul to the devil, to a demon, to find out some shit about his parents, blah, 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 blah. And the demon's his butler. So it's like funny, but like he be fighting. Like he was beating people's ass with forks and stuff. And so this last season he wasn't really doing that, but I think pretty dope. I'm gonna also go Psyche K. Like arguably Psyche K is the most powerful character in all of anime. Like
he's stronger than Mom?
Because he has so many powers.
Mm.
Like he can actually, yeah, he can move planets. Like he has to have those things on his head because he can destroy the planet with his mind. But he can also like, he has like time. I'm gonna go read his powers because when I actually read all of the powers that he has, I was like, oh, he's the strongest character because he can control time. He can control, hold on, I'm just gonna read it. What the fuck is apport? The power to pull something from somewhere else and have it appear before you. So it's like, it works with teleportation. He can separate his or someone else's spirit from their body. Like,
that is crazy.
You know, clairvoyant, so yeah, he can see the future. So
what do you even do with that power?
That's what I'm saying. What do you do with that power? I'm like, what episode was that where he did this? He can use the power to duplicate himself. He can hypnotize people. He can fly. He has, he can alter people's memory. So this is when I was like, oh, his powers are crazy. Because he was born with pink hair. So he like mind controlled everybody to think that different hair colors are normal. So he wouldn't stand out.
That's hilarious.
So then like other kids started being born with these different hair colors because he altered everybody. Like you're altering genetics.
So this is clearly a comedy.
Yeah, so it's on Netflix. It is very funny.
Okay.
It's like,
yeah, I've seen Psyche K. I think I watched maybe the first two episodes, but I have heard a lot of people talk about how strong that main character is.
It's like it's unnecessarily powerful, but yeah, it's really funny. He doesn't even talk. So like he's so strong that everybody has people reading his mind and he's reading their mind. So they think he's talking, but his mouth's not moving.
Oh, he can like project his thoughts. Into
yeah.
People.
Like this motherfucker's crazy. So yes, definitely Psyche K. And it's just a funny anime.
And then I'm the last one. And I feel like this anime is known amongst, like, people that watch anime, but a lot of people that are getting into anime don't know about Full Metal Alchemist, and it makes me sad.
Oh yeah, like, I got the Roy Mustang's.
I want that on your get on your hands.
Yeah, it's on the back of my right hand.
Do you be doing alchemy?
Yeah.
Do people think it's like some demonic stuff?
People who don't know, like, I either get the they recognize it immediately, or they're like, they assume it's some satanic shit.
Yeah, it's like, no, I just like anime.
There's no in between. It's one or the other.
They either know or don't. But yeah, I feel like Edward is like a dope character. Like he has a lot of elements of a regular anime protagonist, but he's also like just super smart, but also just like caring, but not a bitch. You know how like how Deku is, and a lot of people be mad at Deku, like, oh, he's doing all that crying. Like he has some of those elements, but not you heard what I said, and I said it on purpose.
That's what we're not gonna do.
Deku be crying, but yeah, so he has those elements, but I don't know, it's just I like how it's packaged.
I think Edward is he's probably one of the most human main characters. Like it's very like everything about his personality stuff is realistic. Like it does feel like there are some characters, like when you watch like Solo Leveling or somewhere, it's just like the main character he's so main character. It's just like, damn, like you had no choice but to be that big. But Edward literally is just like a kid who kind of happened to be a little too smart for his age, too mixed up in alchemy, and then like it changed your whole life, and now you're trying to fix what you messed up, but you're just as human as like everybody else in the story. So I definitely get that.
I like that. I never thought about it like that, but that does make sense. And I like characters that feel like that. Like, even though you're powerful, you're still just like a person. Mm. And now this is more relatable to me because you're a person. So who would you say, and I love Deku, I was just talking shit, but he do be crying. So who would you say is your, maybe not even necessarily like underrated, but yeah, somebody that you feel like doesn't get enough love?
I also have three. First is Black Star from Soul Eater. I love Black Star. Black Star is hilarious to me.
I just started getting into Soul Eater.
Oh yeah, Black Star is he's that guy. I feel like him being like a tertiary character. Like I mean, they always I feel like Maka and Soul naturally the main characters, and then because Death the Kid just has that, like his look is just very much like it's like all black and the death and the goth thing, so like people gravitate towards him. And I feel like Black Star's goofy nature, like he kind of like goes under the radar, but that's also why I relate to him, because he's so fucking goofy. But also at the same time, like Black Star bit, like he got them hands, like he be joking around, but like when it's time,
all these tee-hees and shit.
Black Star be putting them hands on people. And then Saitama, because I love One Punch Man. Like anytime I'm trying to get somebody into anime who's like, I don't know, I don't think it's my thing. There's certain shows that like are my go-to recommendations. Yeah. Death Note is one. And then One Punch Man,
funny.
It's hilarious, like,
and it's easy. You don't have to try to think too hard about it.
And I remember when it was coming out, and like hearing the premise of it, and in my mind, I'm like, how do you make a show interesting about somebody who literally can't lose? And you know, like that's what makes One Punch Man so interesting is that at the end of the day, you know that Saitama's not gonna lose. Like, there's nothing, there's no point do they even try to like make it appear as though like he's in danger. Even like in that in season one when he fought Boros, like there was no point in the fight where you felt like Saitama wasn't gonna win, but they still managed to make the shit like it's like they put him in situations that make it either hilarious or like there's certain tension or things that go on where it's like, okay, this is like when the Deep Sea King and he was invading and Moomin Rider was out there fighting them. It's like they found it with like the whole episode goes on almost without Saitama, and then he just pulls up the end and kind of ends it. But the one where him and Genos raided that base. And then at the end, he asked, he was like, oh shit, what day is it? And then he realized he missed the sale at the market. And they thought he was mad because of the monster. He was like, nah, like,
I get my coupon. Yeah. That's a solid pick.
Yeah, and then my last one is a new one, Sunraku from Shangri-La Frontier.
I have not seen and that.
I feel like Shangri-La Frontier doesn't get talked about a lot because it's not like a life, like no one's life is in danger. It's literally about it's in the same vein of like a Sword Art Online or a Solo Leveling or something, except like it's just a video game. Like they are people just playing VR games, but they're so into it that, and so it's like, it's a character who like, he loves playing like garbage games with like busted mechanics, and so he can figure them out and get good at them. And so the plot is that there's one game that's like the Elden Ring of this world. And he's just like, everyone keeps talking about this game. It's considered like a god tier game. He's like, all right, well, I don't usually play these, but they talking about it so much, and I ran out of shitty games to play, I'm going to try it. And then he ends up getting like swallowed up in the world of Shangri-La Frontier. And like the action like this is animated really well. And just like, even though like it's like no one's life is really at stake, they still like, it's still interesting, and you are like, you do anticipate like seeing how he's gonna end up beating the boss, and like it's like the solutions that they come up with, it's very realistic. It's like, as you could see someone playing Elden Ring or a game like that and being like, oh, okay, this is how I have to beat this boss. So I love Shangri-La Frontier.
All right, nerd. No, those are some. I definitely gonna check that one out. I like those. I like those anime. Like, they don't be getting enough love. Like you said, if somebody not dying, like if somebody not getting,
yeah, that's like, yeah, like everything gotta be life or death. Or this character can beat this character because he can blow up a planet. Like,
it's like, wow, there's other stories.
Like Bama just, he playing VR games and he just happens to be like one of the best in the world at this VR game.
That sounds dope. Check it out. So now I got some questions. We're gonna get a little messy.
Okay.
Right? Then they ain't gonna be too messy. So some characters are iconic, but they cause chaos and people either love them, hate them, or they love to hate them. So give me one character that may be a little I don't like this lean in. May either be
I already have my answer. Anytime I get a chance to bring this up, I do. So I'm going to let you finish the question just to make sure that it is what I think it is.
One character that you'll defend to the end.
Oh, that I'll defend to the end. Oh.
Oh, you finna say one that you hate?
Yeah.
Wait, no, okay, wait. Then fuck that question. I want to, because you leaned all the way in. I want to hear who you hate. So is this a character like, this got to be somebody that everybody loves or something, and you just fucking hate their guts.
He is very popular.
Who? Please don't say who I think you're saying. Who? Well, okay. I feel it. No. I feel, because everybody be talking, not everybody, a lot of people be talking shit about this character, and he's very beloved. I just want to see if you're going to say him.
Oh, nah, for me, it's Kirito from Sword Art Online.
Okay, it was okay. I thought you were going to say Tanjiro. I was like, what?
Oh, no, I love Tanjiro.
People like, be hating him.
That whole my main character crash thing, that's like,
you like Deku, so we know.
I mean, because we're like, what? Like, it's a crime to be passionate about some shit now. Like,
you mad that he cares?
Like, yeah, like, what are we talking about here? you be like, it's like, are you watching it just to hate on things, or like, because otherwise, like, what's the real problem with Tanjiro? Like, he's just a nice guy. Like,
because they want to see murder. You got to remember, you just said it. They want to see just murder and nobody giving a fuck about the murder. And it's like, no, like, his family was slaughtered. There's still people are dying around him, and it's on him to do it, and he's still not strong enough to do it. He keeps seeing people he cares about die. You would fucking cry too.
Like that moment at the end of the swordsmith arc when he was like frozen, stuck because he couldn't kill his sister, but also he didn't want to let the villagers die.
I was weeping.
Like, that was real as fuck. Like, that, like, nigga was literally like paralyzed because he was like, I don't want to let them die, but like, what am I even alive for if I'm not here to save my sister? Like, am I gonna let these people die for her? It was like that, just watching him go through all that and it being in slow motion and all, and then her kicking him off and being like, nah, go save
willing that. To die.
Yeah, like that, like, I don't, like, yeah, I don't understand the people hating on Tanjiro, but Kirito? That's a bitch ass nigga.
Why? So I did not finish Sword Art Online.
Good. There's nothing to finish. Nothing.
That's why happened. I'm like, I didn't.
It's not worth it. I don't know how far you got. I got as far, I didn't finish it either. I got as far as, I got maybe like three or four episodes into the fairy part. And I was just like, what the fuck even is this? Like, this shit called Sword Art Online. These niggas stopped using swords four episodes ago. Like, this shit don't even make sense. Like, the thing starts, the nigga pretend like he's constantly pretending like he don't know what the fuck is going on. But you were a beta tester of the game. You know more about this game than almost anybody else in here, but you keep pretending like you don't. Every single episode, they introduce like he's like part of whatever episode, whatever he's doing, is like all the characters that get introduced, none of them matter. Like in the very beginning, he meets that guy who kind of teaches, who quote unquote teaches him how to like hunt, kill a boar or something, and they make it seem like, oh, they're gonna have like a rivalry or budding friendship or something, and then the nigga disappears and then randomly comes back seven episodes later for one episode, and he's barely involved. The one black character, and I mean, like, they featured a black character in the opening credits, and he might have one line in the whole show. He's not really a character in the show. It's like, y'all made nobody play this. The love story between him and the girl, like, it's fabricated out of almost nothing. Like, why do they like each other? It doesn't make sense. But it's one episode in particular where I was like, I hate this nigga. And the episode starts and he ends up like joining like some guild or something, or party. They ask him to join their party and they're going on a dungeon raid. And he's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. And so they go on the dungeon raid and they're not strong enough. Like they underestimated how powerful the dungeon was. And so they're all panicking and freaking out and people start dying. And he's sitting here watching all of them die. And then the whole having this internal crisis about whether or not he should save them. And then at the very end, he decides to reveal that he can dual wield swords. First of all, why are you hiding that?
And why did you wait? We kind of needed that.
Why are you hiding the fact that you can dual wield swords? You could have saved everyone in that dungeon and went on about your day. They're like, it's not a video game. I guess they very much established that if you die, you die. You watched all these people, you joined their party, hung out with them, did all that, and then watched them die just because you didn't want them to know you could hold a sword in your left hand. That was the most dickhead shit I ever seen in my life. I have zero respect for that character.
Damn.
Well, every opportunity I get when anyone asks, Sword Art Online is ass. Kirito is the worst main character I've ever met.
But he a bitch.
He's a whole bitch.
Do I have a character that I just hate? I mean, I used to fucking venomously hate Sasuke. And I still don't like Sasuke, but I don't venomously hate him like I used to. But, you know, hey, but fuck Sasuke still. It's still fuck Sasuke. Like, I definitely feel like he's a bitch. He, like, was doing some hoe-ass shit and then was trying to act like he wasn't doing no hoe-ass shit. And he don't be taking care of his kid. Like, take care of your child.
Yeah, that up until, it's like, because at first, like, my first time watching Naruto, I never really understood him and Naruto's relationship. It wasn't until I, like, kind of rewatched it and paid closer attention to how, like, their interactions and stuff and certain things. Because at first, I'm like, bro, why is Naruto chasing this nigga? He was mean to you every single time.
He treated you terribly.
You keep calling him your best friend. Like, y'all were not friends. Y'all did, like, two missions together. And then
Naruto ain't had no friends, so that also makes sense. It's like the first person they kind of paid attention to you.
And that's what it was, like, then when them kind of, like, demonstrating, it's been, like, later on, like the Sasuke kind of recognizing like we're both alone. It's like, but we're treated differently. But ultimately, at the end of the day, and it's like Naruto kind of had a little bit of resentment for him for like everyone liking him. But Sasuke kind of resented him for that. Like, bro, you only like it's like I don't care about none of this. Like, you worried about all these people hyping me up. I don't care. I just want to kill one dude. Like, I'm literally alone. At the end of the day, these people don't matter. And it's just, so it's like saw that dynamic of Sasuke not caring about anybody and Naruto wanting the affection of all the people that are giving it to Sasuke, him not even wanting it. And like when then paying close attention to their missions that they do show in Naruto, like the when they were with Haku, when Sasuke saved Naruto from Haku, and then just like little stuff they say about Sasuke, be like, I definitely want to fight you in the Chunin these days. Like, he kind of was giving him respect without necessarily, like, when I first watched it, I kind of interpreted it as like him being like, I want to beat your ass in the team. But like upon rewatch, it was more so like, I want to fight you.
You're like, the only other strong person. You're the only other person here I really respect or feel like I can fight.
And remembering like then when they did the training, climbing up the trees and stuff like that stuff, I didn't really kind of register as much. Like they kind of really were rivals. And I guess my first time, I didn't really pay as much attention to that aspect of it, but I kind of gained more respect for him upon rewatching it. But you're definitely right about him dipping off on Sarda.
Yeah, why did you just leave? Like, that baby needs you. Also, like, everybody's always on Sakura's fucking head. Like, oh, she was chasing Sasuke. Which she absolutely was doing that pick me shit for 20 fucking years, damn near. But he was playing with her, too. Like, he did try to kill her ass, too. After motherfucker tried to kill you, I think you need to let it go. But, like, there was finally an episode in Boruto where he gave her a ring. And everybody was like, oh, that's so romantic. And I'm like, he been playing with this bitch for 20 years. They have a child.
But he did bust in that jump. So it's like, he definitely likes her. Like, they always be trying to make it seem like he don't like her. He definitely bust in that jump. Like,
but you can also nut and not care. I think eventually, he had to like her to keep coming back and giving her rings. Because he also could have just dipped. But I think just, in general, chasing a man that long is embarrassing. And she was embarrassing. And also, like, beefing with your best friend over him was embarrassing. Like, Sakura was doing a lot of embarrassing ass shit that I don't respect, but
she had some growing up to do, but she was a kid.
Some of that she wasn't. Having a baby with a man that didn't give you a ring as a, you know, when you know better. When you know better, you know better. After he tried to kill you.
He also helped save the world, so.
I don't give a fuck. You deserve better, sis. You deserved better than having to raise that child by yourself from this one-armed man. Okay, you deserved better.
I mean, but you gotta think, like, he can put her in genjutsu in the bedroom, switching positions with the Rinnegan, like, oh, it's like, pervert. I get it.
I don't. I want that brooding dick. Like, I don't know, I need some energy. Need some energy with my penis. Okay, so we're now to the last segment of the show. This is going to be the ultimate anime character battle. So we're going to do it's different universes, right? And you can only save one character from each set. The rest will get erased, them and their universe completely get erased. And there's no do-overs, there's no Dragon Balls, nothing. There's no loopholes. They completely...
So I have to pick one character from a universe and everyone else dies?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
All right. And so, but no, not in their universe. So whichever character you save, them and their universe are fine. But the other two, I'm going to be right here. One, two, sorry. It's five in each one. My bad.
Okay.
Four or five numbers. Okay. Everybody else dies in those universes. Okay. So every character in that universe dies. Okay. So the first one is going to be Goku, Luffy, Naruto, or Deku.
It was very easy. It was very easy until you said Deku.
I know.
But I can't not say One Piece. One Piece is in a different kind of way. I can't not say One Piece. But that it very much hurt my heart. My two favorites are My Hero and One Piece. But they're such very different. Like My Hero being a seasonal and versus One Piece being a weekly. Like, they're very different shows. And that's an impossible choice. Like, that's a Sophie's choice for me. One Piece and My Hero is literally
You're a murderer. All right, we got a couple more, and I got to hurry up because I didn't pay for Zoom Premium. So we got Gojo, Kakashi, All Might, and Genkai from
you. Oh, fuck. All Might.
All Might, okay.
I can't not do My Hero twice, as hard as it is to not. And plus, I mean, I'm not like, Genkai is cool, but she, like, All Might is, like, he's iconic.
You killing everybody in the Naruto universe, though? You killing everybody in JJK?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm not personally attached to anybody in the universe. I really, on a personal level, I really don't give a fuck about none of them.
Hilarious. Okay, now we're going Madara, Meruem from Hunter x Hunter, and we're going Jinwoo from Solo.
Oh, Meruem. I can't get rid of Hunter Hunter.
That's get rid of Hunter Hunter.
That's my big three is Hunter Hunter, My Hero, and One Piece.
Dang, you kind of going through these. All right, now we're going Zoro, Rengoku, or Trunks.
Zoro.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, those other two, they can't compete with One Piece. One Piece is different.
And your last one, we're going Edward Elric, Tanjiro, Yusuke, or Ichigo.
That's tough. But I'm gonna say Yusuke.
Yusuke?
Yeah.
Yusuke over Edward?
I like Yusuke as a main character.
He's funny.
More than the dub with Yusuke cussing and all that. Like,
I do enjoy it.
Like, I like Yusuke more as a overall shows. I do prefer Full Metal more than Brotherhood, more than Yu Yu Hakusho by a very slim margin. Those are the last two that round out my top five. Yusuke and then Kurama is one of my favorite characters ever. Like, I do a Kurama cosplay. Like, I love Kurama.
You did it. I gotta see that. So, Gio, thanks so much for coming on today. It was a very fun episode. Let the people know where they can find you.
Y'all can find me at _DurantAndRave with another underscore at the end on Instagram, Twitter. But more importantly, you can follow at +UltraEntertainment on Instagram, Twitch. We stream at our studios every Tuesday. And we have a creative studio here at the National Harbor if you're in the DMV area. We got a video game lounge, podcast studio, music recording studio for indie artists, professional photography studio. We do game tournaments here every Tuesday, which we stream on Twitch. And then every Wednesday, we stream +Ultra, the team streams on Twitch together. So you can find us +Ultra Entertainment. We got a bunch of events coming up. The Villains Ball is next month, which is going to be fire. Orlando Jones is going to be one of our villains of the year. Stormy P is another one of our villains of the year. Oh. I'm blanking on the name of the other one. I have a horrible memory. Young Goku, Black Crystal cosplay. We got a lot of cosplayers. So, and that'll be fully catered, open bar. We have live performers. Fire DJs, photo booth, like the Villains Ball is about. Like I said, if you can make it to the Villains Ball, you should definitely pull up.
What day is it?
May 2nd.
I may be able to pull up.
Mm-hmm.
I may be able to pull up. I'm trying to pull up because that sounds fun. I've been working on some Disney villain cosplays, so I'm like, I might.
It's the perfect place to debut it.
Might need to pull up. So thank you so much once again for coming on. And that's a wrap for this episode. If you hate our picks, oh fucking well, I do not care. Make sure to subscribe, follow Gio and +Ultra Entertainment, and let us know which anime characters you would like to save. Let us know who's your favorites, all of that jazz. So until next time, stay curious, keep watching anime, or don't. I don't give a fuck, do what the fuck you want to do. Yes, Gio, before we go.
Hey, tell them how you was watching Power Rangers Speed Force.
I swear to you. That's all right, y'all. Y'all have a good
day.
That
new hot shit.
That's what it's called. Thank y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.